Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, the biggest stories. Overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor, what we got?
The A's and John Fisher have hired an investment firm, Galatioto Sports Partners, specializing in sports financing. Things are going great.
Yeah, sure. They're going great. The A's hope that this financing firm can secure an additional $500 million in funding that the team can use to build their new ballpark at the Tropicana site on the Las Vegas Strip. In exchange, get this, the investors would be rewarded a minority share in the franchise. So what that tells you is John Fisher, as the owner, he doesn't have a lot of friends that are willing to throw up a whole bunch of additional financing to go get this whole thing done. Now, Galatioto, their site says they've executed assignments for financing for the Cubs, the Pistons, the Warriors, the Angels, Giants, Jets, Yankees. They've done it for the A's before. The Philadelphia Flyers, 76ers, they've been around the block. They've done this before. Now, the total cost of this ballpark, $1.5 billion. Ooh. Now, they do have, from the state of Nevada, they did a good job. They were being nice to the A's. $380 million worth of financing from the state, public financing, is available to the A's. So they have to put up another $500 million. I guess they have some that John Fisher and the Fisher family would throw forward. Now, construction is expected to begin on the Las Vegas ballpark sometime later this year, and they suggest that it could be ready for opening day in 2028. Now, what we know right now is that they're going to play in a AAA ballpark in Sacramento for the next 3, maybe 4 years, depending on how long it takes to get this financing. So basically, what this is telling you is the A's are desperate enough to play in Sacramento in a minor league stadium for 3 to 4 years with no real guarantee their stadium will be built on time or on schedule, and they're trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel, trying to scrape for money by publicly offering stake in the franchise. Not people John Fisher knows. These are who Galatioto Sports Financing, that's who they know. So they are very, very desperate to find money and make this move possible to Las Vegas. And they don't really have a way forward except for asking for public money and giving other people stakes in their own franchise. That's, to me, insane. Because usually how this thing works in a lot of ways is you will have an owner who has friends that are also billionaires, that are rich as hell. And he will ask them, hey, how much money you're willing to throw forward? Because he's familiar with them. Right? He knows them. So now if this all works and he gets $500 million worth of extra money from a bunch of different parties, they're going to have minority stakes. He doesn't even know if he likes the people. He likely will not have even had sit downs with these people at that point. It's just insane to me how completely backwards, how sideways this whole thing has gone for John Fisher and the Oakland A's on their way to Las Vegas. And I know that the fans in Oakland are just like crossing their arms, just like, yeah, We figured it would go like this. No one likes John Fisher, and it's becoming very, very clear. If you have to hire an outside firm to find friends for you, to
setting up playdates,
it's million dollar playdates. Usually things aren't going that well for you, and you don't have a lot of friends.
What a colossal D-bag he must be. Colossal D-bag. None of his friends want to own an MLB franchise with them. They're like, no, we're good. Hard pass. Like, I'm sure taking public money and investors in a city like Las Vegas and giving them ownership stake, there's not going to be any pitfalls there. It's Las Vegas, clean city, as we know. Everybody there, amazing moral
squeaky
standing
clean, yes, exactly.
Across the board. Nothing weird has ever happened with money in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go dig up those holes in the desert.
This is just hilarious to me, how much of a clown this guy is, how much he has completely screwed this, too.
Has he tried Joe Pesci yet? Has he called him?
I don't know. This is so bad. But basically, Galatioto Sports is going to try to scrape up friends that John Fisher can he set up play dates for him, where hopefully he can get some money for his new ballpark in Las Vegas.
The sequel to Moneyball is going to be directed by Martin Scorsese, and it's going to be dark.
Know what I still can't get over, by the way, is the fact that when they said that they were going to do the move to Sacramento for 3 to 4 years, John Fisher's like, we're super excited for the fans of Sacramento. It's like, no, you're not, buddy. This was your last-ditch hope effort to get out of Oakland to try to facilitate and put public pressure on everyone to get to Las Vegas. You are not happy to be playing there. Shut up.
There's a story in The Athletic about Deion Sanders in Colorado. It highlights the treatment of former DB Xavier Smith. Talk to me about it from a player perspective.
Oh, God. I it's just funny to me because I think that some people are learning about college football and football in general for, like, the first time. They're getting that peek behind the curtain, and they don't like what they see. But the Athletic story, if you haven't read it, if you don't have a subscription, it's basically the idea of it is Deion Sanders, when he first got there, recommended that a DB, Xavier Smith, who was recruited by the former regime, he recommended to hit the transfer portal, Xavier Smith. Now, Xavier Smith didn't, and he wanted to prove, oh, gosh, I have Deion Sanders, one of the best DBs of all time, Hall of Famer. I want him to coach me up. Now, during spring practices, Xavier Smith said he felt more like an extra in the background of a reality show and not actually a player. And then he said frustration set in before he eventually left for Austin Peay. Now, here are the quotes that are supposed to be the damning quotes on Deion Sanders from Xavier Smith. Xavier Smith said, I was actually getting mad, like tears coming to my eyes, because
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bro, you never even tried to get to know me. And then the other one, he was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. The way he did it, it could have been done with a little more compassion. Now, what I'll say about that word compassion, oh yeah, Nick Saban, Mr. Compassionate. Kirby Smart, Mr. Compassionate. The truth of the matter is, when you have new regimes come into places, they don't care about the old one. They don't care about the players that were recruited by the old coach. And I'm not calling out, you know, Mike Norvell for any other reason besides he's one of many that I've seen that, like, when Fuente had all these recruits on campus, Norvell comes on campus, he wants to recruit his own guys. He doesn't really care about who Fuente recruited. He doesn't. He turns away. He's like, well, I wouldn't have recruited these guys if I was here. So I'm just going to see if they'll get in the portal or if they end up transferring at some point. That's just how this thing works. They don't care about the former regime's players. And you see it in the NFL, Connor. You see it all the time in the NFL. Do you think Ryan Poles, when he took over with the Bears, really gave that two dams about Justin Fields? No, because he traded him to the Steelers and then started fresh with Caleb Williams. You see it all the time. It's just funny to me that it feels like at every turn, and I guess he's an easier target because he puts everything out there, and the players that ended up leaving Colorado are willing to speak up about Deion because they feel spurned by him. But it just feels like every chance that someone has to write a quote-unquote hit piece about Deion, they take that chance. Even when I thought this was just common knowledge. If a new regime comes in, they don't care about the former regime's players. It's that simple, and I don't think it needs to be any deeper than that. And it's just frustrating that we see this time and time again. I get he may be an easy target, and people want to target him. They don't like the way he's doing things. But this story was a big nothing burger to me. This happens everywhere, all the time.
I have no notes, because to me, when I read this story, I was like, this seems like it happens at every single school across college sports, no matter the sport or the level that you're at. If a new regime comes in, most of the time, they let the old people walk. They do.
Yes.
Go look at pro sports. Every single
Unless
time a new GM gets hired,
you have to be exceptional to catch their eye.
And Shador, didn't he say, even remember this guy?
Shador. This is where, you know, if you want to write the story, these are the type of things you write the story about. You know, what was it, Shiloh Sanders saying, if you're a defensive recruit, hit my Instagram, DM me. If you're an offensive recruit, hit Shador Sanders, DM. That's what the story needs to be written about. That is weird. But Shador Sanders quote tweeted the entire story from The Athletic and said, I don't even remember, buddy, to be honest. Must have been very mid at best. So, like, that's what you need to write the story about. Not about Xavier Smith and the treatment he got or lack of treatment from Deion Sanders. Deion is one of 100. There's 133 FBS schools. And then there's some in D2, right, that switch coaches and they have guys from the former regime. He's one of, I don't know, freaking 300 coaches that treats players from former regimes like this. It's not out of the realm of normal. This is super normal. Now, we can have a conversation. Should it be normal for guys that are 18 to 22 years old? You know, maybe not, but now they're making NIL money. Really, college football is a man's business. You have to be ready to be treated like a man.
You're going to get told no sometimes. Things aren't going to go your way. I am in favor of the player empowerment era. I do think, though, guys got to buck up sometimes.
Yes.
You got to buck up sometimes.
You have to have some thick skin.
I understand that it can be extremely disappointing, and it's not what you want if Deion Sanders looks at you and is just like, hey, man, you're not part of my plan moving forward. But it doesn't seem like he said anything inflammatory to him directly because he would have said it in the story. That's why I was like, oh, he's okay. There's going to be quotes that Deion said to Xavier Smith that we'll see where the hurt was, and then it just never kind of happened in the story. And that's where I'm like, just because he didn't give you attention or didn't try to get to know you, I'm not sure that's an indictment on an entire
him.
Program. That seems like normal behavior for college football coaches that, in the day and age of the transfer portal and just how this business
Nick
works.
Nick Saban's done that. Kirby Smart's done that. Mike Norvell's done that. Everybody has done that. If you're playing high-level college football, that happens to you. And there's a thing that was always told to me before I played college football, because you worry about your treatment. Like, oh, how hard are they going to coach me? Are they really going to rip into me one day? Are they going to go off on me? And I was always told, when they stop coaching you, that's when you need to be worried. That's why that quote exists, because that happens. Guys will stop coaching you because they give up on you and they don't really want you to be on the team anymore, because it's a damn man's business and you have to hold up your end of the bargain and you have to be absolutely exceptional, especially as a DB in Coach Deion Sanders' program.
Yes.
You have to be exceptional. And if you're not exceptional, he'll hope you leave and try to find somebody else to use your scholarship. That's how it works. That's how it works. This was not a scathing indictment to me. And it just feels like every chance that anybody has to write sort of a quote, again, a quote-unquote hit piece about Deion, they take that opportunity. This one, though, this is normal day-to-day operations at a Division I, especially a power conference football program. It's
normal. And one trying to build back up.
It's normal. It's incredibly normal. So, hey, that's all I have to say about it. Now let's go ahead and move on. And come back, and we will wrap up the show next with the Rewind right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.